all about. Body and soul, body and soul. That's how she loved me, with body and soul.
He put a whole new set on while he's off in you. Oh, it sounds good. Can you hear it out there? Come and tell him what time you got there, Rob. What that banjo is. And whatever you want to tell him. Make sure you don't lie to him or nothing like that. You know? No, he don't lie. I'm just kidding.
This particular banjo is used to belong to Sonny Osborne, one of my banjo heroes, and in my opinion, one of the greatest, if not the greatest ever. And he had this made back in, I think, 1998. And he played this one. He had a lot of banjos, but he played this one quite often. And he started selling these things, getting them made and selling them. But this is the prototype. This is the very first one they made. And I played this thing for a couple years, not too long after he had got it. And after his passing, his son contacted me and he said, "Hey, I got something for you. And if you're interested." So I said, "Yeah, you gotta have it." And I'm tickled to have it. It's a great banjo, especially when it's in tune. But no, but he did play Rocky Top on this banjo. I know for a fact he played all their big hits on this banjo at some point or another, because he played it for several years off and on. But if he's told me, he said if he was going to build a product and put his name on it, it had to be professional quality. And so what he did, he passed this one off to me to play for a while to get my opinion. And he did. He's when I gave it back, he gave it. It made it circle kind of with some other pickers. And he wanted to make sure it would cut the mustard before he sold it, you know. Just honored to have it. We'll play one that's not a Sonny Osborne tune, but we're going to play J.D. Crowe tune.